Lauren Weinstein, he is an expert on the internet, is with us right now. Lauren, can you shed a little light on just what all this is all about?
I'll tell you, George, I watched a live stream of pretty much the entire hearing, and I got to tell you, it was pretty pathetic. It was a pretty pathetic performance on Zuck's part there, and I almost felt sorry for him at times. Almost.
He's not used to that.
But much of the time, he had that deer caught in the headlights look. I mean, you know, the senators would ask him some questions, and he'd say, "Senator, those are all very important questions," but then he didn't really have answers for them, and that kind of cut across the range. There was a lot of different topics that he was discussing there. And if you're worried about Facebook being careful with private information, I don't know if you've heard about this yet, but when he left the hearings, he left his notes on the
podium
there, and an AP photographer got a nice long lens and got a nice high resolution photo of his notes, and so those have been all over the media. You know what his talking points were, and apparently he was expecting to be asked if he was going to resign. You know, and I guess the answer was obviously no. But if that's the way they're taking care of information, I think we have even more to worry about than we thought. My main concern here is that he did a really bad job, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, boy, I could defend Facebook better than that, and I don't use it or like it.
Yeah, so why? Let me ask you something. Why did the company throw in? Look, he helped create Facebook with his college buddies. He's a genius. But you know, he's not a politico and he's not a public speaker. Why did the company throw him to the wolves? Why didn't they bring in a Lauren Weinstein to answer these questions?
They couldn't have gotten me to speak for them. But I think the Senate asked for him specifically. I mean, they thought that he was the one that had to answer for Facebook, and I don't think, as a practical matter, there was any way for him to tell the Senate no. But I think he didn't only. I think he did damage to Facebook, and I think he did damage to the internet at large, because I think he's basically given Congress ammunition to come up with all kinds of what I think will end up being very damaging kind of micromanaged regulation.
I think so too. The First Amendment is going to be under fire here.
When Congress gets involved in technology, it almost always comes out bad. And when Congress gets involved in information control, because you know it's a political, regardless whether you're looking at the liberal side or the conservative side, everybody wants to control the information to their own benefit. And the last thing I want to see is Congress dictating how these companies are going to handle information. Now, it's clear there's been a lot of mistakes made by Facebook, and as you know, I'm no fan of Facebook. I want Facebook to fix this. I'd prefer they fix it themselves, because I'm afraid that if Congress starts getting into the act, we're all going to end up in a much worse place.
I think you're right. Lauren, keep in touch with us. It's a strange story indeed.